400 block of 6th Street, Modern and Vintage Books. And that should be open, I'm hoping, by midweek this week.
And you're talking the nice wafting aroma of old books in the air.
Yeah, so make sure you follow us on social media. We're Downtown Racine. We're on all of the major social channels. And we do a lot of updates on there. So if you want to stay in the know about what's happening, definitely follow us.
See you next month again?
Absolutely.
All right, Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We love having her in here. You can check out their website. It's
www.racinedowntown.com.
I don't think you need the W's anymore.
I don't think so. Racinedowntown.com.
Racinedowntown.com. And the Facebook page, just Racine Downtown. You'll find
Downtown
it.
Downtown Racine. Yeah, you'll find it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me again. It's always fun.
And I could turn back on the air conditioner?
Yes.
She came and said, "It's freezing. I'm glad I brought a sweater." I just turned it on when I came in this morning. It was so hot in here. All right. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Coming up in just a moment, we've got the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Wannell's first CBS News at the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Beryl's made landfall in Texas. Correspondent Omar Villafranca reports from Galveston.
With wind speeds up to 80 miles an hour, Hurricane Beryl bashed into Texas's Gulf Coast this morning just south of Houston. Torrential downpours lashed the city of Sargent, while waves and storm surge up to 7 feet slammed the beach.
Ryan Dunn owns a restaurant on the beach in Corpus Christi.
It's just the beginning of the hurricane season, like the very beginning. So it puts us at a little bit of fear.
California is among western states sweltering through a historic heat wave. CBS's Carter Evans is in Los Angeles.
Multiple records were broken this weekend. Death Valley, one of the hottest places on earth, hit a blistering 129 degrees yesterday, tying the 2007 record and contributing to at least one death. In Las Vegas, temperatures hit 120 yesterday, setting Sin City's all-time record.
A wildfire that broke out in Santa Barbara County, California, Friday has tripled in size. It's now threatening several ranches, including Michael Jackson's former ranch, Neverland. The flames are 0% contained. President Biden is hanging on despite the rising number of Democrats urging him to drop out of the presidential race. He appeared at a campaign stop in Pennsylvania with Senator John Fetterman.
There is only one person in the country that's ever kicked Trump's in an election, and that is your president.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
The number of House Democrats pushing Biden to leave publicly and in a call of top House Democrats was nearing a dozen, as others stopped just short.
A surprise in France, where a right-wing political party had been expected to take control of parliament after a second round of voting, but that's not how it turned out. CBS's Elaine Cobb from Paris.
It said the French vote with their heart in the first round and their head in the second. Center and left-leaning voters turned out in force for the second round to block the far right from taking power. The left is tipped to lead the field. President Macron's centrists are second, and the far right dropped to third from the lead after the first round.
Results could lead to political paralysis for Macron. The Justice Department says Boeing's reached a plea deal in connection with two deadly 737 MAX crashes linked to a new flight control system. CBS's Robert Legarry.
Boeing has agreed to admit guilt and enter into a plea agreement with federal prosecutors. The tentative deal still has to be approved by a federal judge, and a court schedule will be made in the coming weeks.
S&P futures up one. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Three people escaped a burning Racine home despite the lack of working smoke alarms early yesterday. Firefighters contained the fire to an upper level. The cause is under investigation. A police chase that started in Kenosha County ended in a fatal crash in Lake County. The driver of a stolen Lexus died, while eight people in a GMC Yukon were injured. Racine County will hold a special election on December 19th to choose a new county executive. The winner will serve the remainder of Jonathan Delagrave's term through April of 2027. A memorial service for Delagrave will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. That starts at 11 a.m. Visitation is scheduled for today from 3 to 7, and again before the service tomorrow from 10 to 11. The new Amtrak Borealis train route between St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago has quickly gained popularity. It's one of only two state-supported Amtrak routes nationwide to turn a profit this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers return home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back home after a road trip to Colorado and California. They beat the Dodgers 9-2 yesterday to finish 3-4 for the trip. They also avoided being swept by the Dodgers. Center fielder Blake Perkins coming up with a home run and was asked what Pat Murphy says about how they've managed to not lose more than three games in a row this season.
Murph says it a lot and Yelly says it a lot. I think with the way our team is comprised, like, we're able to make the lows shorter. You know, just playing team baseball, there's a different guy.
Lefty Dallas Keuchel held the Dodgers scoreless through the first 4 1/3 innings. Pat Murphy:
the reason we picked him up, the front office scouted him, looked at him, see where he's at, and felt like the reason he could help is because his experience. He's not going to give in.
The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. Basketball: Team Greece beat Croatia 80-69. Giannis with 23 points, leading his team, Greece, back to the Olympics for the first time in 16 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 80. Rain, maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch by the time it winds down this evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I'm looking at the Pop-Tarts box, and I notice they have directions on there. They have two full sets of directions. They have toaster directions, which I'm not making this up. The toaster directions are longer than one step. I don't know how it's possible that the directions are longer than one. You think it would be step one, toast the Pop-Tarts. That they've managed to break it up into smaller increments. These are the actual toaster steps. I want to be in the room watching somebody has to consult these steps. Okay, number one, remove pastry from pouch. Okay. I see where they're going with this.
Oh,
News. And now, Timeless Hits, WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary historic 1400 frequency on everybody's radio everywhere. And, of course, you can always stream us if you're out of the area. That's nice to know. According to Fortune magazine, here are the top features that are disappearing from cars. Keys. Yeah. Cars with keyless entry now and start buttons are beginning to dominate the market. How about crank windows? I can't remember the last time I saw a crank window. I think it was in the old WRJN van we used to have here. I think it's the last time I saw one. Long antennas. Yeah, they have the little nubs now on your car. Manual transmissions. They'll never completely go away. When I was in the parade with Lou Regani, it was a manual transmission. And when you do a stop-and-go thing with the clutch and the transmission, it's, you know, wears down the car. And here's something that's disappearing, emergency brakes. Uh-oh. But they're being replaced by an electronic feature called Hill Hold. Automatically sets the brake when you're stopped on a hill, then releases it when you touch the gas. I don't know, I kind of like that emergency brake feel. That it's, you know, really not going to slide backwards down the hill. We're looking for a cloudy day today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 80 right now. It's sunny and 72 here at Radio Park. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on your Monday morning. It's back to work. The holiday week is over. Here's Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water at WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are
How do you write songs like that, huh? How do you do that? Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel, local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN. Okay, if you're not anxious enough, maybe this will do the trick. A giant sunspot, several times bigger than Earth, is pointed straight at us now. They're hoping it doesn't shoot a blast of radiation at us in the form of a solar flare. If it does, it can mess with satellites, GPS, and cause radio blackouts. Radio blackouts? Now we're panicking. Yeah, there's always something to make us anxious, huh? It's 8:16 at WRJN with Flo and Eddie. These are the Turtles. Happy together at WRJN.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Local news and timeless hits with the Turtles. Happy together at WRJN. Well, Amazon working on a new feature for Alexa that could allow you to speak to a dead family member. All it needs is a one-minute audio clip of the deceased talking. It's unclear if this feature is going to be released or not. I don't know. Sounds kind of creepy to me. Hey, you know, Earl Ingram, he's one of our civic media talk show hosts, and he's based out of WAUK in Waukesha. He recently set national news. He had a one-on-one with President Joe Biden on the air. One-on-one. Exclusive interview. It was covered by all the national networks later in the day. And there it was. Earl Ingram giving civic media national attention.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the civic media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the civic media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from civic media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H invites you to enjoy their refreshing lemonade Kringle. O&H's signature lemon filling is made even better by adding just the right amount of Wisconsin-grown cranberries. It has a very special lemon-zested icing that makes it a sensational summertime treat. Lemonade Kringle. Pick up one this week at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When you're walking
And good morning. It's 8:25. Local news and timeless hits for you on your Monday morning. Yes, that holiday week is all over. Now it's back to real life again. It was fun though last week, wasn't it? It's a Monday morning, July 8th. Let's have some fun, fun, fun now. These are the Beach Boys.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, she makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Look like an ace, now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
It's 8:27 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Sunny and 74 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park. Supremes, Love Child, 8:30 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits are back. Pass it on. Tell a friend. Well, here are some things most likely to get you unfriended on Facebook. Nobody likes to be unfriended. Bragging too much. Sappy status updates about your love life because you never see each other in real life. Let's see. Too many status updates, annoying status updates, inappropriate photos, sharing too much personal information in your status updates, bad language, friending their friends. That'll get you unfriended, huh? And vacation photos to make other people jealous. You know, I don't post a lot of stuff. I think if I post one thing every 2 years, it's a lot. I mean, I have a radio Facebook page I go to and a movie page. But in general, I just don't. Because I don't want to be unfriended. It's 8:31 at WRJN. Here's news from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's another big day for cleanup in Manawa, where things are starting to get back to normal. Floodwaters burst through a levee on the Little Wolf River during heavy rains Friday morning. People had to be evacuated from their homes. The levee itself didn't fail, but much of the ground around it washed away. U.S. Senate Democrats have plenty to talk about regarding President Biden's future today. Virginia's Mark Warner is organizing a meeting of Senate Democrats like Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin.
I'm listening carefully to what my constituents and voters have to say in Wisconsin, and certainly sharing those comments with the president's advisors.
Congress is back to work after the holiday break. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A high-speed chase involving a stolen Lexus that started in Kenosha County ended across the state line with the death of the driver. A 32-year-old man from Salem crashed into a GMC Yukon at Kilbourne and 173 Saturday. The fleeing driver was killed and 8 people in the SUV were injured. Some of them were children. The pursuit started in Pleasant Prairie and continued into Lake County despite police using spike strips. Racine County officials are planning a special election on December 19th. It's to fill the rest of the term of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, who passed away last week at the age of 51. A primary, if necessary, is scheduled for November 21st. Nomination papers are out and they're due by October 24th. A memorial service for Delagrave is set for tomorrow at Grace Church. A loose stallion caused a stir in Mount Pleasant last week when it wandered onto a neighbor's property and got aggressive towards other horses. Village police say they were able to get help and corral the horse. A statement from police says the stallion's owner has a history of citations for loose animals and code violations. More citations were given to the owner for the recent incident. With more rain early in the week, the National Weather Service is warning about river flooding. It's on top of heavy rain that came down over the weekend, filling up ditches and low-lying areas. We'll get a look at the latest in the forecast coming up. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 80. Rain, maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch by the time it winds down this evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Anybody a gym teacher here? You think when gym teachers are younger, they're thinking, you know, I want to teach, but I don't want to read. How about kickball for 40 years? I can't believe we got grades in gym class. I've never used anything I learned in there. I've never been, all right, I'm standing in front of a room full of strangers. Based on what I've learned in gym class, I will throw a red ball at a fat guy. That's no good.
time it is.
Okay, so two brothers are on their way to a birthday party in India. They were told to bring the birthday cake with them. When they noticed they were being attacked and chased by a leopard, they survived by hitting the leopard in the face with the birthday cake, which would explain why they didn't show up with the cake. At least that's a story they told anyway. 838 WRJN, local news, timeless hits with the Rascals. How can I be sure?
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
How's the weather? Whether or not we're together.
cloudy weather today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 87. 74 and sunny right now at Radio Park. It's 8:44. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Here's Neil.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm found. When it's done, I run out to see my baby. For the nighttime, can't forget the day. The day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, it's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Can't forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you.
Now.
Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime at WRJM Local News and Timeless Hits for you here. All right, one of my favorite foods to eat during the summer, hot dogs. I know they're no good for you. I know they got some kind of injection stuff. I know they're not great for you, but this meat delivery service is now offering round hot dogs. People say it looks like a glorified piece of bologna. The company's selling them right now, $18 for 8 round hot dogs. Which you probably eat on the hamburger bun, and it probably tastes the same as a hot dog, but I don't know. You got to put them on a long bun, or they're really not hot dogs. When we used to broadcast from the Wisconsin State Fair, a guy here, Tom Kramer, no longer with us, he used to run our radio lotto machine. And for 11 days, we were at the State Fair, and right across from us was a foot-long hot dog stand. And we had a chart on how many feet of hot dog he was eating during the fair. He ate over 20 feet of hot dog because it was a 1 foot. Hot dog. So we had a chart outside our broadcast booth. How many feet of hot dog is Tom Kramer eating? It was about 20 feet of hot dog he ate during the 11 days.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Complete your summer style with a Brewers Hawaiian shirt giveaway on July 27th, courtesy of UW Credit Union. The first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the game versus the Marlins will get the Hawaiian shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I hear that, I think of the Blues Brothers movie when Aretha Franklin was singing Respect and yelling at everybody. She played a waitress in the diner. Remember that that scene? All right. Let's see what we got for you here. Finally, a poll for World UFO Day asked people for the first thing they would do if aliens invaded. These are the most popular answers. Panic, number one. I think that's what I would do. Start hoarding supplies. Get as far away as possible from all the major cities. What makes you think the aliens are going to attack a major city? They might start in the Midwest somewhere, some small town. And they start watching alien movies because, of course, Hollywood knows how to deal with aliens, right? I'm Don Rosen. I'll see you tomorrow morning. You know, tomorrow morning is Tuesday, right? Okay, tomorrow morning I'll catch you 6 o'clock. Cindy Huber's coming up next. Keep it right here at WRJN. Hometown Radio, refreshed for 97 years. We provided local news and now timeless hits as well. Guess who? From Canada. Here's American Woman. Mama, let me be.
sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman,